Are you ready for a story time? The author today is Laura Vaccaro Seeger, and she is a 2-time Caldecott winner. After she's done, oh yes, you have the books. So after she's done reading her story, she's going to be out front doing a book signing, and there are book sales right across from that. So take it away.
Thank you, Amanda. Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing? I see that you have, some of you have green in your hands. You know what I want to do? I want to show you a movie of green before I talk about blue. Does that sound good? Okay. This is a movie that, it's just a movie of the book, but the music that you're going to hear, my son, he wrote and performed. So I thought you might like to hear that. Oh, wait, we need sound. What happened to sound? We lost our sound. Okay. You've seen green, right? Now look for the holes in the pages. See the holes? Finding all of them. And that is green. Now, the reason I wanted to show you green first was because I made blue after I made green. Blue just came out. And like green, blue has holes in all the pages. Now, you want to know why I put holes in these pages? Because everything, is, every painting is connected to the one that comes after it and the one that's before it. And in green, green is really about all the different greens in our world, right? All the different greens outside and in our environment, right? And so everything's connected. Well, blue is a story about a boy and his dog, and everything's connected in life too. So let's read blue together, okay? Now, what I want you to do is I want you to, I'm going to take this off just because so I don't damage it. Okay, I want you guys to do a couple of things with me. One of them is I want you to try to figure out where the hole on the page is. That's right, right? At his rattle, right? Now, it's like magic. It's going to turn into something else. But first, I want to read this page. It says baby blue, right? What do you see on this page? A boy, a baby boy, right? And what? And a baby dog, a puppy. Okay, and they're asleep. And you see that they're lying on this blanket? They're both sort of lying on this little blanket, right? Which is also blue. Now, you see the rattle? That's going to magically turn into what? A blueberry.
The dog is here.
Yep, it's kind of disappears, right? But you can see it, right? Look. See it? Let's watch it again. And this is the berry blue page. Now let's talk about this picture. What's happening in this picture?
There's a lot of dots.
Yeah, there's a lot of holes on this page. Look. See them? All those berries, we'll see what they're going to become in a second. But first, I want to talk to you about this page. What do you see happening in this page? The boy's doing what? He's pulling a wagon with the dog in. Now, Lucas, do you think he's a little older than he was in this picture? He's getting bigger, right? He's a little bit older now. Okay, so baby blue, berry blue, and now all those berries are going to turn into paw prints, right? And this is maybe blue. Let's talk about this picture. This boy painted this picture. It's a picture of himself and his dog. But what did the dog do? The dog spilled the paint.
I can see the holes.
You can see the holes. See the holes? And you can see the holes on this page. We'll see what they become in a second. But what the dog did was he walked all over the painting and he mixed yellow paint with blue paint. What does yellow and blue make when it's mixed? It makes green. Yellow and blue makes green. So that's why the paw prints are green over here. Okay, so baby blue, berry blue, maybe blue, very blue. Now the boys and the dog are getting even bigger. They're growing up. And there are those holes that used to be paw prints. Look. Now they're part of the butterfly. And on this side, that's right, they're part of this butterfly. What do you think they're going to become? That's right, they're going to become splashes in the sea. Ocean blue. And they're all splashes in the sea. And now, look how big that boy's getting. How old do you think he is in this picture?
Seven.
I think he's seven, yeah. And the dog is seven. They're both seven. You six? Do you think they're six? Okay, where's the hole on the other side? Anybody know? Let's see it where it is. Oh, you're right. It's the ball. What do you think that's going to become? Become ocean blue, sky blue. And that hole became a balloon in the sky. See that? And then the boy let the balloons go. And the dog is watching the balloons. And now, I got to just back up for a second. Just for a second. Do you notice, I'm going to go all the way back just for a second. Remember I told you about this blanket? Well, watch what happens to the blanket. It's on the boy's neck, right? And as he gets older, it's even on his drawing of himself. It's on his neck, right? And it's on his neck. So the boy is wearing that scarf now. That's important. Remember that. Okay. Ocean blue, sky blue, and then where's the hole on this side? Another balloon. Watch this one. This one's going to be like magic. Midnight blue. Look what that hole became. It became the clock. But check it out. You see the thing that says 12 o'clock? The hands on the clock? That's really the string. Yeah, the string of the orange one, exactly. Okay. Ocean blue, sky blue, midnight blue. The bottom two button knobs, that's right. And see the boy and the dog are sleeping together? Do you think that they love each other? Raise your hand if you have a dog or a cat. Oh. Raise your hand if you have a pet. Who has a pet? Not too many pet owners here. Back there. Okay. Ocean blue, sky blue, midnight blue, my blue. Now they're fighting over this blanket, the scarf. They're fighting over it. Now, that's right. That's right. You guys are so good at finding these holes. And on this side, the holes became, they were the knobs, right? And now they are the planets on his book. And now we have the little, what do you call that thing? The pull that turns the light on? Okay, ocean blue, sky blue, midnight blue, my blue. Quiet blue, and that became the moon, right?
Moon. That. The dog is on the moon. The dog is on the moon.
And yeah, and now look at the little blanket. Who's got the blanket now? The dog has the blanket. I guess he won, right? When they were tug of warring about it. Okay, where's the hole? You are very good at finding the hole. Okay. It's part of his hat. Quiet blue. Silly blue. And look, it became a ducky. See that? Came a ducky on his head. He's so silly. And then on that side, oh yeah, it's all these, a whole bunch of them. A whole bunch of little droplets. Quiet blue, silly blue. Stormy blue. And they're all the raindrops. And then the umbrella, that's a big one, becomes the birdcage. Look at that. The umbrella becomes the birdcage. Chili blue. Yeah, there is another hole on the sled. Okay, so quiet blue, silly blue, stormy blue, chili blue. Now they're very old. How old do you think they are?
17.
Not 17. I think the boy is 14 and the dog is 14. That's pretty big though, right? All right. Now we see that hole that was on the sled covers up, and we see
on his bowl.
And this is where we learn that the dog's name is actually Blue.
I can find the bowl.
Yeah, that's right. It's on his bone. So old Blue, what's happening now? The dog's getting very old, right? Dogs get old. Dogs don't live as long as we do, unfortunately. All right, there's the bone, and then the hole becomes is pulled to his chew toy. True blue. Now the dog is very old, and the boy is holding him because he loves him. And now the hole is the scarf. Okay, and then we turn. Old blue, true blue, so blue. Why is the boy sad?
Because he will miss his dog.
He misses his dog because the dog got too old. And the whole, the scarf became the
bird.
The sail on the boat, and the bird on this side is a hole, and that becomes another bird. And now the boy is even older. And he's still a little sad, but he meets a girl, and she has a dog, right? Wait. Let's see what she's got. Her ponytail is the hole, right? And later on, New Blue shows that the boy and the girl are holding hands, and her dog got bigger, and they got older. But there's something very, very important in this picture. And that is, her ponytail became what? It became the scarf in the boy's pocket, which means that even though he doesn't have his dog anymore, that he'll always be with him, right? That's what that scarf means. Because that was something they shared their whole life through. Did you like that? Do you want to see a movie of this book? Okay. This also has music that my son performed and wrote. My son Dylan. And you can look for the holes again too, now that, but you know what, where they all are. Do you like that? Thank you, guys. Let's see if we have more time. We have a few more minutes. Would you like to see how a painting comes together? I thought you might like to see what it looks like from the very beginning to a full-fledged painting. I'm just going to show you Chili Blue. Because does anybody here like to draw or paint or make any kind of art? Raise your hand if you like art. Raise your hand if you're an artist. Just like me. Raise your hand if you want to be a writer or even if you're already a writer. See, you guys are just like me. All right, so this is the very, very first drawing for Chili Blue. And then the way it works is I cut that drawing out and I put it on top of basically a photograph just to see what I wanted the painting to look like. And then I took that cutout of that drawing and I put it on top of the background of the painting. And then I just kept adding to the painting. So I added more paint and more paint and more paint and more paint, more and more and more. Is that it? I think that's it. Yep, that's it. So I just keep layering the paint on top of each other until the painting is done. It's a paint called acrylic paint, so it covers up very easily. Like different paints, like a book that I made that comes out next year used a different kind of paint, and it didn't exactly work that way. Like if you make a mistake, you kind of have to start over because it's watercolor paint. But this paint, if you make a mistake, you can kind of just paint over it. So a lot of my paintings are kind of heavy. anybody have any questions? Or do you want to see anything else? You want to see another book? You want to see... Let's see what I can... Can I read you... What do I want to show you? Let me think. How about... Oh, I can show you a dog and bear movie. You want to see? Do you know the dog and bear books? Let me show... I'm going to read you one story, and then I'm going to show you a movie. Since we're talking about dogs. You see this bear? That's a bear that I have in my house. And this is my dog, Copper. And I decided to make a book about Copper and the bear. So let me show you the first story. First story is called Bear in the Chair. You know this book? Oh, I wait till they dry. But if I don't wait till they dry, they do mix together. But acrylic paint dries pretty quickly. But that's a really good question. Okay, let's read this book together. Is that you, Bear? Yes, dog. It's a beautiful day, said dog. Come outside with me. I can't get down, said bear. Just jump. But I'm scared. Not to worry, bear. I know what... I will help you. Come closer. You can slide down my back. You can do it, said dog. Bear was more frightened than ever. Dog said, take one step. Just one tiny step. Now, take one more. With each step, Bear became braver. Finally, Bear reached Dog. Whee! That was fun! Good, now we can go out, said Dog. Where is your scarf? Where do you think his scarf is? Uh-oh, said Bear. Maybe we should just stay inside, said Dog. You want to see the movie that goes with this? I think you're going to like this. This also my son made, but he made it when he was like 10 years old or 11 years old maybe. And he surprised me with it. I came home one day and there it was. Here we go. Check this out. Uh-oh, I need sound again. It is? Why don't I hear it? Here we go.
Is that you, Bear?
Yes, dog.
It is a beautiful day. Come outside with me.
I can't get down.
Just jump.
But I'm scared.
Not to worry, Bear. I will help you. Come closer. You can slide down my back. You can do it, Bear. Take one step. One little, tiny step. Now take one more.
Whee! That was fun.
Good. Now we can go out. Where is your scarf?
Uh-oh.
Maybe we should just stay inside, Bear.
You like Dylan's movie? He surprised me with that one day, but I think he gave Copper a whole box of treats when he made that movie. So, do you guys have any questions? I think we have like one more minute. Anybody have a question? Yeah.
Can you show us how
he made the movie? Well, I can tell you that, I can tell you one thing about how he made the movie, which was so cool, really. I mean, he had to tell me because, like I said, he surprised me with it. But what he did was, like...
Is that you, Bear?
Yes, dog.
Like here, he posed... This bear is not really posable. So he, like, he tied strings and he taped pencils and stuff to the bear so that it would stay and, like, be in different positions. And then when the bear goes down dog's back, he used a string. And you can't really even see it. It's really cool.
Good.
I think you did a good job, no? Anybody else have a question? I saw another hand go up somewhere. Who has a question? Anybody? Well, you guys were an awesome audience. I think you should clap for yourselves. It was really fun talking to you. I hope you had fun. I'll see you soon, okay? Thank you, guys.